That should be finished in not more than 1 or 2 days.
It's just supposed to be turned over
and stuff. If it runs out.
Yeah,
it keep it here. Too much equipment.
To the power pad? This is Father Karen. And Father Scheiman. Father Scheiman is from the church across the street from the temple here.
Oh.
He came also tonight.
There's another chair coming.
Right on.
There's another chair coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you mean
after?
Couldn't matter.
Cushion.
Thank you.
That's all right. We're happy the way we are.
I don't think I could quite sit too long like that. I had to practice more.
Well, I would prefer to sit cross-legged.
Right.
They have learned from it. People in general, they are now out of God consciousness. Is it not?
Yes, I would agree that in our society, the consciousness of God is definitely on the wane. There's no question about that. We find it very, very difficult, I think, even to speak about the Lord God in the presence of people because the ears are closed or stopped. There's not a willingness to listen.
Why people have come to this condition that they are not prepared to hear about God?
I think that perhaps there
are one priest in Boston. He is God literally. That these boys, they are our boys. Mostly they're coming from Christian or Jewish family. But before this movement, they are not coming even to the church. They were inquired about God. Now they are mad after God. He used to go and pleasure. This boy.
Oh, you're referring to the young men right here, coming from Boston. Is that what you're saying? I see. Right.
We have got many places. Los Angeles, we purchased one church, very big church. That church was vacant. Nobody was coming. They tried from us to invite men, but nobody was coming. But after we have purchased, the church is the same. and the inhabitants are residents of Los Angeles. But it is all a spectrum.
I think there are many good signs, however, your own movement. And we have, I noticed you use the beads. We have a priest, Father Peyton, who gathers thousands to recite the rosary, mostly young people. There are other movements that gather young people, which require a discipline, and perhaps since we think more in terms of the individual rather than the group and the individual's decision, we possibly have forgotten that group discipline is very important. And therefore, the attraction of your own movement and many others like that within the Roman Catholics, there is now a very hopeful sign of mostly young people who are in what is called the charismatic movement, seeking to learn more of the Holy Spirit, seeking to change their lives for the better, however, at the same time, staying involved in the world, and it could be said that they seek to carry on the redemptive work of Jesus that he wishes done in the world, since he would be the key to our advancement in the world. Our advancement, I say, and I'm not speaking of myself as a young man, but I think many young people in this charismatic movement. This is within Protestants and Catholics and others. There's a great emphasis among Jewish young people in the schools to the development of the Jews.
Young, I have been several times inquired, so why is young people coming to this movement? What is the reason?
Specific qualification of our movement. That we're, Srila Prabhupada is giving information very scientifically in understanding God as the Supreme Person. Understanding not just that God is great, but understanding how God is great. Generally, we understand God is great, but how God is great, what His name is, what His form is, what His world is, there's no specific information.
Where you say there is not specific
information? Generally speaking, there's no information given, but the Krishna consciousness movement from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic books, the information is given very specifically about how God is great.
I suppose the theology, study of God, is quite specific. Now, whether would that information be given to groups? Yes, I think so. We would speak of God as revealing Himself to us in very many ways. And therefore, a group as large as this, for example, tonight, Tuesday, there would be meetings of young people, Roman Catholics, and probably Protestants too, but I'm just thinking of Roman Catholic young people, who would be praying very earnestly and searching for God's revelation to them through their friends, neighbors, and their own experience of God. I don't know if I'm not too familiar with the charismatic movement yet, so I'm only speaking in grave generalities.
The difficulty I found by my personal experience with these groups
is that it couldn't give me a concrete enough realization, neither a whole practical lifestyle by which I could stay on the platform of God realization. You can go to the meeting, but then when you go out in the society, you're forced to act in so many sinful ways because of the conditioning and the advertising and the force of pressure in the society. But even I lived in a Trappist monastery in Spencer, Massachusetts, with the monks there. And there was still that gap between how I could not only fulfill my own spiritual life there, but also how to help others in theirs without losing my purity. And that I've been able to find in this Krishna Conscious Movement, because it gives you a 24-hour-a-day program to remain in God consciousness.
Do you think it...
In our Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse, find out. Jisam tu antaratam papam jananam pundakarmanam ti danda maha nirmukta bhajanti mamidirabhata. Those who are addicted to sinful life, they cannot understand them. So therefore, we have to stop sinful activities. If you keep them in sinful activities, and if you expect that God will be revealed to them, it is not possible.
Yes, I we certainly agree, if no contradiction. I think it's very, very important. We do not see you in competition at all.
No, there is no competition.
We rejoice when we see people. We rejoice when we see people turning to the Lord God, wherever it may be and however it may be. Do you have the passage there?
Yes. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination.
Yes, we too see sin as an obstacle to communication and relationship with the Lord God. In fact, we see we define sin as that which separates us from the friendship of God.
So that means following God's instructions, such as thou shalt not kill, right?
This is the purport. Those eligible for elevation to the transcendental position are mentioned in this verse. For those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish, and deceitful, it is very difficult to transcend the duality of desire and hate. Only those who have passed their lives in practicing the regulative principles of religion, who have acted piously and have conquered sinful reactions, can accept devotional service and gradually rise to the pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, gradually, they can meditate entranced on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the process of being situated on the spiritual platform. This elevation is possible in Krishna consciousness, in the association of pure devotees who can deliver one from delusion. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that if one actually wants to be liberated, he must render service to the devotees. But one who associates with materialistic people is on the path leading to the darkest region of existence. All the devotees of the Lord traverse this earth just to recover the conditioned souls from their delusion. The impersonalists do not know that forgetting their constitutional position as subordinate to the Supreme Lord is the greatest violation of God's law. Unless one is reinstated in his own constitutional position, it is not possible to understand the Supreme Personality or to be fully engaged in his transcendental loving service with determination.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I certainly agree with that.
We have to teach people how to refrain from sinful activity. Then, when it's pure, then God will be with us. If we keep them in sinful life, at the same time we want to please them, it will not be possible. The Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that those who are animal killers, they they cannot understand about God. Vinaya prasadna. So, even the human society, the unnecessary animal killing is encouraged. They will never be able to understand what is going on. The greatest sin for us is Pasuruna. So,
many of the early writers.
In human society, unnecessarily, the animal killing is going on. So, they are entangled in sinful activities, therefore they are unable to understand what is wrong.
Are you speaking specifically about all animal killing, Your Excellency, or are you? How would you speak of animal killing? In other words, vegetarian living, is that what you're speaking of?
No. Animal means the four-legged animal. Vegetarians are not called animals.
No, but as I say...
Even in dictionary.
Does the group live a vegetarian life without any meat? Is that what you're
I see, that's a basic principle of your way of life, is not eating any meat, any flesh.
As I think there is no hard work here. The second can it is said, Nidbitta tarsai yupogiyamana prabhaushadi chodhunvano virama ka uttamasloko gunano vadat virajyati puman vina pasogna. The glorification of the Lord is done by the liberated person. It is so nice, glorification of the Lord. So who can refrain from the glorification of the Lord unless he is an animal killer. It is said.
The origin of the group, who was the original founder, Your Excellency? The original founder of the group.
Which group?
This group, your group, Krishna.
I'm the founder.
You founded it?
In 1966.
And you utilize the traditions and of Oriental, especially of Indian origin.
They are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is.
So that this is a collection of the ancient writings as well as modern writings that have to refer to the way of life.
Of all basic literature. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of what kind of literature?
Vedic.
Oh, yeah. Vedas means knowledge.
So,
this comes out of a Hindu tradition.
Here in this Bhagavad Gita, it is ordered that a human society must be divided into four divisions and they should cooperate for understanding God. Just like in our body, there is a head, there is the arm, there is the belly, and there is the leg. So they are all cooperating for maintaining the body.
Yes.
Although head is very important than the leg, but leg is also required. Simply head will not be able to keep the body in good condition.
Yes, our St. Paul uses that very imagery in his epistle to the Corinthians, 10th chapter. Yes.
So that is mentioned in this book.
Yes.
So it means first-class intelligence.
Yes.
A class of man.
How about people who aren't first-class intelligence? People, as you mentioned, the foolish.
No, this would be trained.
No, I mean the foolish. We have a
foolish man, just like a foolish child, can be trained up to be very nicely educated to pass any examination. Child is all children are foolish. That is accepted. But by training, we can make them the first class intelligent men.
Training and discipline is a very important aspect of your
training. Assessment is one thing, absolutely.
Yes, I think that's, I would agree with that the willingness of man, modern
no
man
to
be part of that.
To qualify a person to become first class. There is no training.
I'm thinking of the retarded, the mongoloid, the encephalitis, those who are born with...
Nobody is born intelligent, that is not right.
No, I understand. But, see, it mentions in there that... I was thinking, what message do you have for the parents of a child?
I would train them first class.
No, this is a retarded
a child that is
walk.
Born handicapped, intellectually handicapped.
Cannot walk nor talk.
Well, that is another, that is exceptional. Generally, anyone is born according to Vedic civilization. Everyone is born fourth class. When he takes his birth, it is to be accepted he is a fourth class. Now by training, you can make him first class, second class, third class. By birth, everyone is fourth class.
I saw a film of a leader of ours, Jean Vanier, from Canada and France. He took 5,000 retarded, in Spanish we say desamparados, to Rome just for an experience, and they were all in wheelchairs, old and young and small ones, not understanding very much, but a wonderful experience for them, the weak and the wounded speaks about.
Priest took many handicapped people who
are. Now why are you speaking of a handicap? Well, taking the handicap. Handicap is handicap.
Yes. Our program for them is also like this. To give them spiritual food.
And apart from that, we shall deal with the handicap later on.
That's my
first of all, we take the general people.
No, but you were saying that you speak, you're looking for the intelligent.
I am talking that anyone can be, elevated to the intellectual platform by training. Not the handicap. Handicap, there are special cases, that is another. Generally,
but
everyone is born fourth class. It is true. But by training such people, you can make them division, first class, second class, third class.
I think we certainly would have no quarrel with that. But I think Father's concern is, what is your message for? What is your attitude toward those who are handicapped in our society? How do you respond? How do you treat those?
Handicap, suppose your hand is cut. So I cannot bring another hand to join. It is not possible. Suppose your hand is cut.
Yes.
Handicap. So can I join any other hand? Is it possible?
No, but you
then
can...
Then what is the use of...
No, my point is that if a child would be born
talking that those who are handicapped, by nature defective, we shall deal with them, that's all. Right.
How? How do you deal with them? That's my question.
How you are dealing? You cannot... I told you just that if your hand is cut, is it possible for me to add another hand in your body?
No, but what
then you are unable. You have to accept it. But as far as possible, you can give them help. That is not the question. Question is, those who are not handicapped, they are rotting without education, without enlightenment. They're keeping themselves as fourth class, fifth class men. Why not train them to become first class men? That is the point. If one is blind, you cannot give him eyes. If one is lame, you cannot give him leg. That is beyond your ability. That is another thing. We shall deal with them later on. First of all, those who are born as human beings, why should you keep them as third class, fourth class men?
So this is a development. Saint Ignatius did the same, somewhat. When he began, he sought the leadership, and he sought the intelligent, so that they might do what obviously you do also, seeking a leadership that can then teach. We call it sometimes elitism, and this is perhaps a good word for it.
You find out the word tattva samadhava tibhiksa, the qualification of Brahmana. Here it is meant, the first class, second class, third class, fourth class. Yes.
Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmins work.
This is first class. Again, repeat that.
Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge and religiousness.
So why they should not be educated to become first-class men on this basis?
That's right.
I would agree that that is a worthy and a very important goal.
So where is that an institution who is teaching these things? Hardly will.
He said that the monastery did not teach this. I don't know if you can generalize about all monasteries.
No, I don't say monastery.
Well,
I'm
no,
speaking that this is the way of training. Even a third class born, a fourth class born, to become a first class. This training should be given. There must be an institution. How to become peaceful? How to become truthful? How to become honest? How to become religious? How to become believer in God? Why not this institution? They have opened an institution. How to learn to deal with the hammer technology. So if in the society there is no first class man on this basis, so who will guide? If there is no brain, then who will guide the hand or the leg?
So your particular plan is then to provide this kind of enlightenment, this kind of direction and education through the ascetical process in which your group is involved. Yes. We've, of course, have made efforts along this line through our schools and through our religious communities that have been successful more or less depending on efforts given to it.
The second-class man is also this guy. Who is the second-class?
Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are qualities of work for the Kshatriyas, of administrators.
This is second class. They are not first class, they are second class. First class is above mentioned.
The Brahmin.
Yeah. Then second class. Second class also required.
Also requires training,
yeah.
Yes.
Suppose if there is war, yeah. So first class men, they cannot go to fight. Yes. They are not trained up. But the second class men, who stand up, what is that quality?
Courage in battle.
Courage in battle. Now we have got report that in Vietnam battles,
yeah.
What happened?
Somebody, whenever they fight, most of the soldiers run away.
No, no. His fourth class, he has been placed in the second class. So how will I do this?
We have a principle called a man tends to rise to the level of his incompetence.
These are the defects of the society at the present moment. A fourth class, fifth class man is on the first class or second class. Why Nixon had to be dragged down? He's a third-class man.
Third-class man.
Yes.
That's rather high on the ladder, I'd say, Your Excellency.
So these mistakes have been. Abhyapārīṣu vyāpāraṁ jūnaro kattu mitchati sar mūra handati kilat pāti va vānaro bhakti. One man's food is another man's poison.
Yes.
So one should not misplace what is unable to do.
Yes. Many of these expressions that you are reading sound very similar to what we call the wisdom literature of the Old Testament of our Bible, of Sirach and Ecclesiasticus and Ecclesiasticus. And also, of course, some of the sayings of Jesus are very closely related to what we're saying here. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all these other things will be added besides. That's the first class man who's constantly working toward the kingdom. Yes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, and so on.
Set a first-class man on the head of the society.
Yes.
Then everything will be done properly.
In the Mass today, Jesus said, you must be perfected as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
Yes. That's right.
I was wondering if you had some plan, some thoughts in the way in which we could mutually cooperate.
Oh, yes, there is plan.
For the
now, suppose if I say that let us create some peaceful man, so who will disagree with it? I don't say everyone will be peaceful, but some of them can be turned up. Some of them can be turned up, courageous in battle.
Yes.
We have to select by practical psychology what is the tendency. Similarly, we
in other words, you would utilize practical psychology then in the selection of people for the various levels.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you see, in our training for priests, our training for religious women and men, brothers, our people in this work would heartily agree in the need that there is for that training.
There is. That's like I've already said, that to keep your body in order, you require to keep the head, the hands, the belly, and the legs in order. Otherwise, there will be disorder. The present position of the whole human society is in disorder.
So you are talking not only about an intellectual fitness and development, but also a physical fitness of body to go along with that social body.
Physical fitness, this, to keep the brain in order, that is also physical.
Yes.
And the soldier trained up to fight, that is also physical. Mm-hmm. But you cannot ask the High Court judge to go and fight in the field. Both of them are physical. But you cannot ask the High Court judge to go and fight in the front. His business is different, his business is different.
Each has a different role, a function in the society.
But that seeks to abandon the
Father Kern's concern is always for the poor, for the downtrodden, for those who suffer, for those who are deprived.
Oh, that is imagination. That is never will be fulfilled. That is simple imagination. It will never, as I told you, that what you can do. There are so many poor men. We can estimate like this. The rich men, and the middle class man, and the poor class man. These three orders are there everywhere.
So you see that as in nature, as in yeah. Tao, coming from the Lord God himself, yes. These three levels. You think that...
Now, when I did not come to your country, I thought in America, everyone is rich.
Most everyone in another country thinks everyone in America is rich, yes.
But when I came
there's only
here,
one class here, yes.
I saw there are so many bumps, I call it bumps.
Bumps, yes.
They're lying on the street.
Yeah.
But we think that...
First of all, let me finish. So why in America they're lying on the street?
They're not.
What can I do it?
A few are, but...
Not few, many.
No.
Maybe few, but why there should be at all?
You mean in a rich country like this, why should anyone be on the street?
They cannot do anything. No. There will be a third class or poor class man which you even want to help them. They will not accept your help. That is another thing. These three phases I have seen in London, the British Empire, and the hippies, they are lying on the park, and the police kicking. Hey!
That's past.
And I mean to say,
no longer in London.
I mean, nature's
even
law.
In London, they're not that
nature's law.
That's a fad.
That a richer class, middle class, and poorer class.
I would suppose
that will continue.
Jesus said, "The poor you have always with you," but at the same time, he said, "We must go out and give what assistance we can as a Christian
but
community."
That means
feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the homeless.
A man is poor when he is in ignorance.
So you see that as a greater poverty is the ignorance rather than the physical poverty of not having enough food.
So, food problem can be solved simply by accepting. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. And now, how everyone can.
All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by the performance of sacrifice, and sacrifice is born of prescribed duties.
So, if you produce enough food grains, both the man and the animal will live very peacefully. Food grains, and I have seen in your country, in America, in Africa, in Australia, so much vacant land without producing food grains.
Mm-hmm.
The men are not engaged to produce food grains, but they are brought in Detroit to manufacture wheels, some motor cars.
For ambulances to bring the sick to the doctor.
So we have to correct this. First of all, produce food.
So you, if I understand you correctly, you are saying utilize intelligence to correct the problem.
Yeah.
Produce more food rather than worry about the fact that it, so that the poor can have to eat, the animal can have to eat. So your approach then is not one of direct assistance to the person who is starving or suffering, but rather indirect, utilizing intelligence to produce food.
Yeah, and that's there will be no starvation.
Yeah. There's no question, that's an intellectual approach.
Yeah.
I think our approach would be, we would be concerned with a person-to-person assistance. That is the way, our way, that Jesus has taught us. He said, you know, feed the hungry and harbor the harborless and visit the
prisoners. So if you have got enough food grains, you know, just like in our headquarters in Bengal, we are giving food daily, at least 1,000.
So you are feeding the hungry at your headquarters.
Yes.
Well, then you do utilize then a direct approach as well.
Yeah. Now, our process is that everyone who is hungry, come and take your food.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So will that
but our program is going on.
Mm-hmm.
But the feeding the poor is automatically there. If anyone comes to our temple, even here, anyone comes and take food.
Couldn't get in.
We do not say.
If they came here, if a poor person came here, they could not get in.
We have many people coming from the neighborhood here. They're coming regularly, even young children, everything. They're coming. We have groups, community groups are coming. Maybe.
Very good.
And we too, we have always responded to those who have a need for food or clothing or shelter. This comes to us every day too.
But that is, to make a person ask is not the right kind of society. Shouldn't the person be the first class citizen and therefore independent and therefore seek his own so that he could serve God by his own intelligence and his independence?
There is
no virtue to be giving. It's more of a virtue to
receive.
That he's suggesting that because we're requiring that a person come to us for food, that somehow this is interfering with his independence.
Of course, that independence. If he's hungry, he can come and get food.
Yes.
But it's wrong there. We say that we should not. We are not simply supplying food. Anyone who is coming is getting spiritual education. Not that it is a free hotel. No, it's not. We give them spiritual education. You come here, you take your shelter, take your food, and learn how to be first class man. That is our program. Don't be implicated in sinful activities. Be God conscious and live here with us comfortably. Take your food. You have got this nice palace.
Yes. Yes. Doctor, do you recruit people to come?
Yes, we are inviting everyone. Come. Mm-hmm. We have no such distinction.
They're always recruiting, Father. They're always recruiting.
I have four young alcoholics I'd like to see.
No, that's these boys and girls. I'm not imported from India. They're recruited.
Right. Yes.
They're recruited here. I came along. They're all recruited. I've got so many. Centers all over the world. They're simply recruited.
Your asceticism, your way of life, your training program, having its Eastern origins, has a great appeal, I think, for many young people.
It is not Eastern, Western. It is the life.
Well,
to become peaceful, is it Eastern or Western?
Oh, the...
Right. Peaceful is peaceful. Why do you bring Eastern?
The way in which, the method in which is stated, the liberal expression is Eastern. This is not to say it is bad, it's good too. Right. There are many traditions that come.
I would say that if we look the Eastern, Western, then it becomes sectarian. But it is for all. If we teach a person to become peaceful, it is not the question of Eastern and Western. It is meant for everyone.
Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, they shall see God.
That's right. So why should you say that it is Eastern or Western?
Well, your methodology, much of your vocabulary,
Eastern countries or in India, these things were very much appreciated and developed. That is another thing.
Yes.
But the thing as it is neither Eastern nor Western.
Oh, good. I grant it that the principles that you are utilizing are general and universal. Granted.
May I ask you, Your Excellency, your own background? Were you born in India? Were you born in India?
Yes, I am Indian. I was born in Calcutta.
In Calcutta. And when you were there in Calcutta, did you receive the training?
Yes. Fortunately, I was born in a very good family. So our family-wise training was there. Especially in India, every family is like that.
Yeah.
Trained that.
Yeah. And your own schooling then, in the local schools in Calcutta?
Yes. Uh-huh. Not in the school, but in my family.
In the family? Any formal...
In our family, my mother, daughter, if there is one grain on the floor, who shall take it and keep it on the head? It is God sent.
Yes. Our mothers too, the same.
It is God sent.
Yes, sure.
The grains, food grains, it is actually given by God. We should not misuse it. This was the beginning of our training.
And then, were you at the university or the school? Or
yes, somewhere? Calcutta University. Calcutta. I was taught at the Scottish Church's College.
The Scottish Church's College.
Yes. All my professors were fathers and reverend. Our principal was, they were all fathers. Mr. Scott.
They were clergymen of the Church of Scotland,
yes,
their
yes,
teachers.
Yes. My professor of philosophy was Dr. W.S. Harkuhar. He was a very famous man in India. He became vice chancellor.
I see.
Yes.
Did you then begin, after you finished the university, did you begin your...
Yes.
I was
family man. But even one is family man, he is trained up how to become God conscious. So that was the very practically every Indian, at least in our time, they were trained how to become God conscious in the family. Therefore, there is classification. The Brahman, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya. So, these four classes, first class man, that Brahman, brain, Kshatriyas, they used to rule over, taking instruction from the first class man. And then the third grade, the productive class. So, it is there, the third class.
So, I can see that. What this is probably a very important element that appeals to most of the young people come to you is this training that can be received in this particular way. I can also see too that somewhere I'd like to move into this area of religious experience.
I shall request that there is no question of Eastern Western. Now people are intermingling. I think that we shall have institutions, especially in America, to train these first class, second class, third class, and the balance first class, who cannot take up any training, that first class. So, how they should be trained up, that indication is there. It is not the question of Eastern and Western.
Mm-hmm.
Peaceful.
How would you proceed now?
Yeah,
to
that is
training
explained.
Program. I'd be interested in that.
That is that if I say that to be peaceful, this instruction is neither for exclusively for American or Indian. It is for everyone.
That's universal. Peaceful.
Everyone.
Right. That's a universal.
Yeah. What is another quality? Peaceful, and then
self-control.
Self-control. This is also not either for American or other. The Americans should not be self-controlled, only Indians should be self-controlled. This is not a proposal. Self-control, then...
Austerity.
Austerity. Tapasya. Austerity means that naturally I am inclined to do something. Take for example, generally people are addicted or inclined to eat meat or to drink naturally. Not for all, but a class. Mm-hmm. But if I train him, that although you like this, you should give up this. That is austerity. He feels some inconvenience in the beginning.
Austeritas is a Latin word that refers to strength, be able to stand and to be sharp in deciding.
So, this is austerity. man voluntarily accepting something which he does not like to give up. That is austerity.
Disciplined.
Discipline, yes.
As well as self-control.
Yes. So in order to go to the higher status of life, he has to accept some austerity, tapasya, especially for God realization. Austerity required. Then
purity.
Purity. So our purity, not our, everyone. Externally, internal. Externally by taking bath or cleansing the body with soap or something else. And internally to remain God conscious.
Internally to what?
Remain God conscious.
Remain God conscious.
Simply washing externally will not help us. Therefore, our mantra of purity is Bahyabhyantaram Shuchi. Apovitra pavitra va sarvavasanga topi va jasmare pundarika akhyam sa bahya abhantaram shuchi. Shuchi means purify.
Means?
Purify.
Purify.
Yes. So, purification simply externally, rubbing soap and cleansing the coat and shirt, that is not purification. Internal, it must be pure, peaceful. Then, purity.
Tolerance.
Tolerance. This is also one of the good qualification for the first class. Then,
honesty.
Honest. So there are so many things. If we want to make the whole human society very peaceful and happy, then we have to divide the society into four classes. Not that everyone will be peaceful. That is not possible. But if we have an ideal class of man who is following austerity, peacefulness, purity, knowledge, people will learn, oh, here is the ideal class.
Mr. Gandhi had a great effect.
Yes. That training is lacking.
I think all over the world is
all over
lacking.
The world,
it is,
yes,
needed, right?
Therefore, in your country, you are opulent in every respect. You should. We are cooperating. We can cooperate. Let us start that here is a school or college, just like there is engineering college, technological. Here is a college to learn how to become first class. Why not?
Is it part of your plan to operate,
yes,
schools,
yes,
for this purpose?
Yes.
You hope eventually to have schools where training of this kind can,
yes,
be given.
Yes. That is wanted.
When did you begin, Your Excellency?
Well, I began. What do you mean, my beginning?
No,
my beginning
is
from
Krishna
my
movement,
childhood.
The Krishna movement.
Krishna movement. I started in 1966.
66.
Yes.
In the West, in California.
No, here in your America.
In America, here. I would like perhaps to hear some of your thoughts on. Yeah, the area of religious experience,
yeah,
God consciousness,
I
how
wrote,
you achieve that.
I wrote one letter to your secretary.
President?
Yes. What is the fact about this? Explain.
Prabhupada wrote that on the bills, or on the monetary, on the coins and whatever, they put, "In God we trust." But actually no one understands. If you want to trust someone, then you have to know who that person is. You have to know that he's actually trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So he was asking that we could cooperate together, the American government and our movement, and we could train people practically how to trust God, like that. So Prabhupada sent that letter, but that was a month ago, and there's still no reply.
The Secretary of the Treasurer, is that it?
The Secretary of the President.
The President,
yeah.
White House Secretary.
Yeah.
His personal secretary.
So far, after 1 month, there's no reply.
Bureaucracy, we have lots of that. You may get a reply, and then again, you may not. You'll get a reply, but it will be very general, I presume, originally. It's a good idea.
I think I'm for the welfare of the whole human society. America is opulent. They can start that here is a college for training first class. Here is a college for training second class. And here is a college for third class men. And balance fourth class. Fourth class men doesn't require any training. They are simply to help the first class, second class, third class.
That would be difficult.
That is one of the difficulties we have
why
in this country. Everybody wants to be first class.
Huh?
Everybody wants to be first class.
Yes, so why not training?
But if you have
simple by imagination that I have become first class, will that do? Simple by imagination, I have become a medical man. Will that do?
So you say put him in a training program. If he can make it, okay. And if he can't make it, then he'll be where he can, as far as he goes as far as he can.
That process we can
training program.
That was how to become peaceful.
Are all the people here first class?
Yes. We're training them at least.
We're training them for first class.
To become first class.
Do you have any being
there
trained?
There is a great need of first class men.
Indeed there is. Indeed there is.
Do you have any in training for second class?
No, for the time being. We have no means. Suppose second class means he must be courageous to fight. So I have no means. I have to train them. You see? And without training, the second class, if you send them to the war, their experience is they're clear. The many enemies coming as they're going out.
Are you training people to become teachers in this school, this process of education?
Yes, as soon as you become, without being first class man, you cannot teach.
Right.
A second class, third class, fourth class man is not meant for teaching.
Where will you do this teaching for?
You're teaching everywhere. Wherever there is possible.
Do you do this by yourself? Are there any teachers?
No, I give them ideas. They go and teach.
Will you
it's not one man's business.
No, I understand.
Yes.
Will you be here a good long while, or will you be going to...
The thing is that I have established so many centers, so I have to go from one center to another,
center.
Just to encourage you. Otherwise, I am old enough. I am 18 years. So traveling is not a very good job for me, but still I do it.
Yes.
Just to encourage them.
Do your lines of authority then come from you, or
yes.
Is it an elective
authority? Everything is what?
In other words, there would be no election. Like if you go to San Francisco.
No, I've got my secretaries. I've got about 20 secretaries.
You have 20?
Secretaries who are in charge of some group of
people. I see. And you appoint the secretaries then who are in charge of the groups, each local group.
I try to manage as far as possible, but I am not getting any government's cooperation. It is all my personal endeavor.
Do you hope to acquire school buildings for teaching school?
Yes, why not?
Plans are expensive.
If there is arrangement for financing, we can start.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Father will sell you a fine school.
I understand. We have a building that will be available shortly. Do you want to start a school?
So let us cooperate.
Let us cooperate. Have your teachers.
Let us cooperate.
There's no question about the kind of thing you're talking about here.
Adan means responsibility. According to our Vedic literature, one should not become a father unless he can deliver his son from the cycle of birth and death. Sitana sasya namo chayaja samupita mrityum. At the present moment, we are in the cycle of birth and death,
yes.
In the conditioned state.
Yes.
So it is the duty of the father how to save the son from the cycle of birth and death. This is the response.
The last word, I didn't understand. The cycle of
birth and death.
Birth and death.
Birth and death.
Oh, right.
Because I've got this life, you've got this life. So we shall give up this body, we have to accept another body. We have to enter again in the womb of the mother and packed up for so many months. And nowadays with the risk of losing life also, the mother is killing child.
There is an area, hopefully, where we might be able to cooperate.
So many things.
This area of slaughter, senseless slaughter. Yes.
It is going on. So unless there is first-class man, who will guide them?
I think you have to eliminate the second-class man with soldiers. If you're training a man to be a soldier, he wants to fight.
That's all right. Fighting is also required. When there is enemy, we are not discarding. Fighting there will be. So much we are in the material world, there will be disagreement, and there will be fight. You cannot stop it. That is not possible. So, a class of man, they should be trained up for fighting. A class of man, they should be trained up for teaching. A class of man for producing food. Kisi guru kshavani jam, vishakanma sabhavajam. There are so many things. If you take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement cooperatively, it will be very, very good for the whole human society. And if America takes up this cause very seriously, others will follow.
Well, I would be very interested, as the man who lives across the street right over here, Pastor St. Martin's Parish, are talking with your local leadership and discussing whatever programs you are interested in working in this particular community. And I think perhaps...
No community, everyone is welcome.
There are ways in which we might work together and cooperate.
Just like the school. The school is open for everyone. Whoever wants to take up education, you can come.
I can understand that very well because I have been a teacher for many years and also the principal of the school, and I can understand your educational concepts and the importance of them. Mm-hmm. You cannot operate a school without discipline. Without training. People cannot use their brains unless they are in order.
There must be proper training.
God consciousness would explain something of the religious experience of God consciousness.
God consciousness is the highest level. It is not possible for everyone. But in whatever platform he is, if there is cooperation with God consciousness movement, then he gets the result. Just like in this body, same example, legs duty is different, and brain duty is different, hands duty is different, belly is different, but when there is cooperation, all the parts of the body derive the same benefit.
I see. So if one has the experience of God in a cooperative, well and good and sound social body, then all will profit from that experience.
Yes.
I'd like to perhaps ask you to, what is the role of prayer? You may have another word that you utilize.
The prayer is also accepted as devotional service.
As devotional service.
Yes. There are 9 kinds of devotional service. They are all the same.
So prayer is a kind of devotional service.
Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasanam. Bandhanam. This Bandhanam is prayer. We are worshipping, deity worship, and you are offering prayer in the church. So both of them is take as devotional service. You don't say that because we are offering prayer, it is less important than, no. Because it is, prayer is offered to the Supreme Lord. So that is devotional. That is devotion.
Yes. So prayer then is devotion offered to the Supreme Lord.
They are accepting the Supreme Lord.
This is fine. I say. Right.
Yes. Accepting the Supreme Lord. Anyone.
It's a sign of one's acceptance of
the
Supreme Lord.
Yes, that is also
prays.
Very pious.
Yes.
If you accept the Supreme Lord, that you become fast, immediate. Chaturvidha, find out this. Chaturvidha bhajante mam, sukriti na arjuna.
Is the prayer communal, where all take part in the prayer, or is it individual?
But there are different classes of men. So, therefore, nine methods of devotional. And the general method is hearing. Hearing about God.
Hearing about God.
Yeah.
So therefore the necessity of very often speaking aloud in one's prayer.
Yes.
The Father was speaking of the charismatics among the Christians. That is one of their tenets too, speaking the prayer of praise aloud so that it can be heard and all simultaneously join in it too.
I mean, actually one hears from the right soul and the right word, automatically he becomes God.
He becomes God conscious. That is a way of...
Right.
O best among the Bharatas, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching the knowledge of the Absolute Truth.
We got four kinds. One distressed, he also seeks the help of God. And another?
The desire of wealth.
Yeah, in need of money. God and so pure, kindly give me some money. So he is approached God.
Uh-huh.
That is his plan. Although God should not be asked. Pure devotion means God should not be bothered.
With.
Simply we shall render service. God is great. I am his servant. So my duty is to render service without any profit. The profit is there. To be accepted as God's servant, that is the greatest one.
As Jesus said, behold the lilies of the field, they neither toil nor spin, and yet not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed as one of these. Seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, shall be added to you besides. Yeah.
Next one.
Mm.
Jigyasu, the inquisitive. Curious.
Inquisitive. One is trying to understand
right.
What is God.
Yes. Yes.
He's also fast.
Lord, teach me.
Yeah.
Show me.
You use the Bible for that.
Yeah. Everyone must be there.
Do you have the Bible?
Yeah.
Do you use the Judeo-Christian scriptures at all in your work?
I know that there are good instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So, generally, we haven't got to fight with any other disease.
No.
We have to accept the general principle for the welfare of the whole human society. That's just like this, to become peaceful. It is the duty of everyone, at least those who are in the top rank.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, bring it. That's all given to the Father.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's love.
That's love.
This is from the altar.
Oh, lovely. Praise God for His beautiful things.
I love it. Give one to the president.
We are grateful for the time that you have given
I'm
us.
Very much obliged.
And we are happy.
Thank you.
If we can be helpful,
yes,
we
let us
be.
Cover it for the whole human society.
I feel very much one of the disciples, so to speak, coming with the Master, and it's a great privilege to be able to join this circle this evening.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. That's what he's meant for.
Father, would you please accept one of our Bhagavad Gita's? Take it back with you for your library?
Thank you very much. I cook once in a while, too, so I'm very interested in what the ingredients are for various kinds of food.
We can teach you how to cook very expertly.
Very good, Father.
Chickpea flour,
malt
butter, and sugar.
Mm.
Nuts, dried fruit.
Thank you,
they're very nice.
May I take it with me?
Oh, yes.
All right, thank you.
Take more of
it. Give me one more.
Very good. I'm afraid I won't be very enlightened if I eat all this.
You have the father's shoes, didn't you?
Oh, we'll get those, when we go down. It's a great pleasure. May the Lord bless you and your work. Continue.
Very nice to meet you.
We'll see you. See you now.
I appreciate you.
Like to be in the position of your disciples. Mm-hmm. These Christian priests are taking that position.
If you remain pure principles, you can make the whole world your disciples. Prithivin Sasushya. You have read this?
Yes.
Upadeshamrita. Prithivin Sasushya. The one, the Goswami. Bhatavigam, Krogavigam, Manasavigam, Kudaravigam, Bhattavigam, Vitanavigam, Javvishayatadvigam, Prithivinsasis. Then let's say. We don't speak Eastern Western. Speak for everyone. Or Christian or Hindu. I think I never said like that. Like our Eastern people think like that, Hindus think. I never said that. What is wrong? It is for everyone. If you do not become peaceful, that is your business. But when I say you become peaceful, that is meant for everyone.
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Shall I go first, Shilapada? I go first, no, you don't.
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.